USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
FedEx's cell phone policy being scrutinized after Thursday's deadly mass shooting. The company doesn't allow employees to have cell phones with them during work hours. That means those at the Indianapolis facility during the shooting couldn't call for help or to let family members know they were safe. Business Insider reports the company is considering changing the policy. Eight people killed in the shooting, five hurt. The gunman ID'd Friday is 19-year-old Brandon Hole. He's a former FedEx employee. Hole also killed in the shooting in an apparent suicide. Still no word on a motive. Meanwhile, there are calls for lawmakers to do something to prevent another mass shooting. President Joe Biden asked yesterday about what he's doing.
No one has worked harder to deal with the violence used by individuals using weapons than I have. I'm the only one ever to have passed an assault weapons ban. I'm the only one that ever got a 10-year ban on assault weapons and clips of more than 10 bullets.
Biden also says the level of gun violence is a national embarrassment. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.